So I'm at the next stand. I'm sort of rapid fire this morning. I'm with Scott Gray at the Rapidata. Rapidata. Right. So tell me, I'm interested in this because you've got QR codes. Must be future facing if you've got QR codes.
Yeah. Well, QR codes was one of the sort of last minute things that we did, but we've been sort of been talking about them for the last couple of months. I was speaking at the IFC online a few months ago, and we were sort of saying about QR codes, how they can be used for fundraising. And we sort of ties in nicely with our online payment systems. So we've got our online direct debits and online credit card, but new for the conference this year, we're all about mobile.
Right.
So we're talking about mobile fundraising for the events, but also making sure that all your pages are mobile optimized so your donors can make a collection.
Is this because of the explosion of mobile devices?
Yeah. I think some people are still thinking that it's not going to happen, it's going to be slower. But I think in the next 18 months, we're just going to see a total revolution on mobile.
So in that case, how are you going to keep this up? How are you going to keep up with scaling this up? It's going to be a challenge, right?
Oh, we're just going to have to keep changing and developing. And as we know, this was literally, we put the QR codes sort of a month ago.
Right.
And you're constantly playing catch up with technology.
Yeah, of course.
And as long as you realise that mobile's the way forward, then if you start planning for it now, then you're going to be sorted. I think it's the people that sort of hang back and go, I'll wait until it's all done. And I think you're going to miss a trick.
Yeah, I do too. So let's go through some of these things. So you've got like this trigger communication. So you've got these advance notice letters, first payment thank yous, third payment communications. How long does it take to develop this app and sort of what's on the roadmap?
Yeah, this isn't about the app actually. This is all about the sort of the donor journey.
Oh, okay.
So what we're trying to say here is that stewardship's been the buzzword around the conference for the last two or three years, really since when the recession hit. So what we're trying to say is it's all very well and good acquiring new donors, but what do you do after them? And a lot of charities sort of have a resource, or they're too busy, or they don't have a resource. So we're saying, well, we'll collect the regular givers by direct debit. But after that, surely we can do some more than that to guide them through the journey. So a simple thank you after their third successful payment, maybe sending a file in 6 months to their telephone agency to upgrade them. So all of these are sort of triggers that cause events to occur over the lifetime of the donor. So that's our trigger communications.
Okay.
So that's all about the journey. Really, and trying to get people thinking about it.
So is it a paid service? How does this work?
Yeah, everything's obviously paid. We're a commercial company.
Yeah.
So it depends on what they want to do, how the level of sophistication that they want. So on the trigger comms would be, if we're doing the fulfillment, if it's just us generating a file to a telephone agency and they're using our DD service, we pretty much do that free of charge. But sort of the fulfillment charges are depending on what they want to put in. But postcards seem to be sort of one of the new things that, well, I say new, they've been around for donkey's years, but a lot more charities are testing postcards as a thank you after their first, second or third payment, just to see if they get a little bit better attrition. And it's a simple thing, and doesn't cost very much compared to the cost of acquiring a new donor.
Right.
But it'd be great to sort of, I'm looking forward to the first people,
I'll
person,
scan it.
Person
scan
coming
it.
To our stand. You'll be the first one. We've had a lot of people say, oh, QR codes,
I'll scan it in a second. So there's a mobile app, so do I have to pay for the app? How's this part work?
This is all linked to an event. Comic Relief were the first people to use this. We've just got the Prince's Trust setting up. In fact, the Prince's Trust are going to be the first one
on Android,
because we only launched that 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So that's all being developed at the moment. So this all links into, they're using it for the Palace to Palace bike ride.
Right.
So the idea is that people register using our system online. They'll create a fundraising page, but it's all charity branded. So we're not known. Rapidata is not known. We're all in the background. But the idea is that once they've registered, they can then download via the App Store or the Android. They can download the app that has their progress bar. So then when they're with their friends in the pub or at a conference or anything like that, they can say, oh, would you sponsor me for this event? And they go, oh, yeah, where's your bit of paper? He's like, no. There's my phone.
It's a little bit like Eventbrite, but for fundraising.
It is.
Isn't it, really?
Yeah, yeah.
So people know that kind of mechanism of signing up on things.
Okay.
So what does the next 6 months, 12 months look like for the mobile fundraising app?
Oh, this is going to be, this is one of the biggest key things.
Mm.
We're trying to improve, and we're working with some of the merchants to improve the journey in which people can make a payment. it's all very well and good they're being able to track how much they've raised, but it's all got to do with how quickly someone that you meet can make a payment and sort of sponsor that participant. So that's what we're working on, to increase the speed so it doesn't take a long time.
And I guess this mobile app will also affect the trigger communications, because yeah, you're going to be learning new stuff.
All comes in together.
Okay, so where do people go to your website? What's your website address?
Come to rapiddataservices.com. Or come to the stand.
Perfect. And you're at stand number
27.
27. Scott knows before me. Thank you very much.
Great
thank
stuff.
You.
Nice to meet you.